Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello again, this is Veronica Hicks welcoming you to Hicksville. It was my birthday over the weekend and I found out looking down the listings in the Times newspaper that I share my birthday with an unlikely bunch of people, among them Kim Kardashian, Jeffrey Boycott, cricketer, Lillian Betancourt, one of the richest women in the world, Dizzy Gillespie, the great trumpeter, Jay Jagger, one of Mick's daughters, and the much embattled Benjamin Netanyahu. What do I have in common with any of them? My weekend was in Vienna, where I haven't been for some years. I would say that the Wiener Schnitzel that we make at home with a potato salad that we make very tasty is much better than what was on offer. It's become a bit of a cliché, but Kaiserschmarrn was not a disappointment. That is basically a sweet pancake torn to shreds and served with plum compote. The story goes, and it's probably apocryphal, that a farmer honoured with the arrival of Emperor Franz Josef and his wife, who showed up at his humble home, tried to make them some pancakes, but he was so nervous that the pancakes fell apart, as they often do. So, quick as a flash, he tore them to pieces, topped them with sugar and fruit, and their highnesses licked their lips all the way to the Hofburg. Another thing I noticed was that the Viennese eat masses of meat and very little vegetable. Although, you could count cannabis weed, I suppose, which I suppose is green and is available in shops all over town. For the first time in my life, I took a fiaker, one of those horse-drawn carriages ferried by a chap in a black bowler hat, and we went clip-clopping around the cobble streets in our own little bubble, away from the mass tsunami of other tourists. In addition to eating, we popped into the Albertina Art Gallery to see a new permanent collection of Impressionist paintings, brought together by a chap from Liechtenstein called Mr. Butliner. Wonderful collection, and most of those paintings have never been seen in public before. Another highlight was a visit to the Tiergarten, Animal Garden, Zoo, the oldest zoo in the world. Of course, we can never know, but the animals seem to have a lot of space there and it's a lovely natural environment. Even the two pandas seemed perfectly happy as they tore into shoots of bamboo. My daughter thought no visit to Vienna would be complete without a ride in the Riesenrad, which means giant wheel, big wheel. These have become completely commonplace around the world now, but this was the original. And you may remember that Orson Welles chased round it in The Third Man. Or indeed, James Bond, a.k.a. Timothy Dalton, had a ride in it in The Living Daylights. It's much more modern now than it was, but still you get a lovely view of the Vienna woods. But the best bit of the Prater Amusement Park was a ride in a coal-fired little train called the Lilliputbahn, which really does take you into the woods. Not quite the Vienna woods, because they're quite a way away, but sufficiently into nature that you can forget that you're in a city. Now, back in our neck of the woods, you can see what I did there, you can give blood this week at the Al Ilwa Castin in Florence, where all events happen. From 9 to 1 o'clock on Wednesday and 2:30 to 6:30 on Thursday and Friday, you can give blood. Do it if you can. It's a kind thing to do, a good thing to do, and it takes 5 minutes. And you get a cup of tea afterwards. Otherwise, it's a quiet week on the cultural side to give you time to prepare your pumpkins and witchery for Halloween. So I'll be flying in next time on my broomstick. Have a good week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.